This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Whenever you hear that the Bible is about to be turned into a TV show or there's a story being made about a certain part of the Bible, there is a certain amount of dread, nervousness about what will happen and what it will be like and the potential for things to go wrong. Now, our reviewer, Mark Hadley, has given this an absolute thumbs up. Mm. He said this was not to put down his scripture teachers from his youth, but it made the story very, very interesting. It made it very alive and very real, and it's just... it's been done very, very well. We're talking about the Bible.
It's epic.
It is epic. It hits our TV screens tonight here in Australia. It's already aired in the US to massive audiences. And I got to say, great privilege to have on the phone with us today, Roma Downey, one of the producers of The Bible. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Oh, Roma, it's so nice to hear your voice. It's been a while since we've had you on our TV screens.
Yeah. I had such a great time on Touched by an Angel all those years.
There is something about that show that really, I would obviously want to talk to you about the Bible, but we cannot speak to you and not talk about your time as Monica on that show for, really, it was a show that resonated with so many people, getting into people's lives and seeing people's lives changed. Tell us about the journey of Touched by an Angel.
Oh, yeah, it was a beautiful privilege to be part of the show, to get to play an angel for almost a decade.
Wow.
It was a big hit over here, as you know. I think it did quite well in Australia as well. But it just took that premise that there is a God, that he loves you and wants to be part of your life. And the angels would show up incognito in people's lives when they reached those difficult crossroads, when there was a choice to be made, and, just to serve as a reminder to make a good choice, that you were never alone in that. And I still meet people who tell me how deeply and profoundly it touched their lives and healed their lives.
I
have to say, though, John Dye playing Angel of Death, he was kind of good looking. I didn't expect that for the Angel of Death.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he gave a very gentle and persuasive Angel of Death that for many people took the fear away of what your final earthly moments might be, with the promise of something wonderful awaiting.
Well, the Bible, from that to this series about the Bible, love to know how that you and your husband came around to wanting to do this in the first place. What was the catalyst? What made you do this?
Well, you know, in that same vein of Touched by an Angel, really taking a premise about how amazing God is, that was the whisper in my heart for this. You know, we have seen Bible movies, we have seen individual stories brought to life on the screen from Scripture, but we have never seen a series from Genesis to Revelation. And it began as a whisper in my heart that just kept tugging at me, that became a thought, that became a real conversation with my husband over tea one morning. And I think he thought I had lost my mind. He thought I had gone mental. He said, really, you want to do what? I said, I want to do the Bible. He said, the whole Bible. I said, well, as much as we could, I think we could do it. Why don't we pray about it? And we did, and we ended up agreeing to do it together, which, of course, as a married couple, is always a journey to embark upon a working relationship together. And that was 4 years ago. We went down last February to Morocco, where we filmed it for 5 months in the desert of Ouarzazate, which is about 3 hours down from Marrakesh on the edge of the Sahara Desert. And we edited all last summer, and then at Easter time here in the United States, it hit the airwaves over 5 weeks, and with a total of over 100 million people checking out that run. And since then, guys, it has rolled out in various countries around the world. It has already aired very successfully in Portugal and in Spain, in Colombia. It's about to go out in Brazil, of course. Australia is about to premiere it tonight, and we couldn't be more excited about that.
As you mentioned, you know, we've seen the Bible in various forms, you know, Charlton Heston, that kind of thing, back in the day. What angle did you want to go with, I guess, in producing, you know, the Bible? I mean, we've seen versions of it before, you know, some of the a bit of poetic license. What was your kind of, I guess, inspiration with this purpose?
Yeah, well, listen, we had watched the Ten Commandments regularly as kids growing up ourselves. And, you know, you have to remember that's 50 years old. I tried to get my teenagers to watch it just a couple of years ago, and we could feel them shifting in their chairs because they, as wonderful as it is, and it is wonderful, it's dated. And so one of the things that we wanted to do was to breathe fresh, new visual life into the series. We wanted to bring together all the elements that would make for a really high-quality production from across the board, from costumes and art decor, lovingly researched from the smallest of prop, let's say a cup in the Last Supper, to the largest of props, a chariot as Pharaoh crashes across the desert to try and capture the Moses and the people when they're stuck there by the Red Sea. We got amazing cast, for international cast from all over the world, really fine performances. We got a score by the great Hans Zimmer and Australian singer Lisa Gerrard to bring alive this beautiful haunting vocal that weaves its way through the 10 hours. And then of course at the heartbeat of it, you know, it's exciting and it's compelling and it's connective, but it's a story of God's love for all of us. We wanted that story to come across clearly, that it wasn't Old Testament and New Testament, but one story, this great big epic love story. And we worked diligently with scholars and theologians to bring it as accurately as we could to the screen.
One of the biggest impact that this has had on me from what I've seen of it is that there's something with the Bible, you can read it, but in a visual society where we are today, there's something really powerful about being reminded that there are actual real people here. This is real. This happened in history. And seeing Jesus as that real person and not that dinner plate in a glass stained window type thing, to me,
absolutely,
has had a remarkable impact.
Yes, and that was the most feedback that we had from people saying, you know, I've known these stories my whole life. I've learned them at Bible school, learned them at church when I was a little kid. But to see them come to life on the screen in this way, you know, to be reminded that they didn't know they were biblical icons. You know, the disciples didn't know they were part of some great progressive story. They were real people with flaws like we are, real people struggling like we do, the same hopes and hurts and dreams, you know. And it's got everything, doesn't it, our Bible? It has, you know, its loyalty and its betrayal and its love and lust and hate, and but ultimately it's a story of forgiveness and a story of redemption, and to see it, you know, lovingly portrayed. We have had more feedback. You know, my husband has big shows in this country, in your country too, Survivor and The Apprentice and so on, but our combined work, we have never had the kind of response and feedback as we've had from this series. And I think in general what it has done, it has begun a conversation in America. I'm sure you'll see that in Australia, that it gives people permission almost to speak about faith or to speak about God in their workplace, around the water cooler. I mean, you know, the morning after, what we found across the States was that people were suddenly in offices going, you know, did you see the Bible series on TV last night? And now they're off into a conversation they never dreamed that they'd be having with the guy in the cubicle next to them.
Mm, for sure.
Very encouraging, you know?
Roma, what about you personally? How is you know, the project and also, you know, watching, you know, these images back, how's that impacted you personally?
Well, it's just been a really beautiful deepening for me of my own faith. You know, I came to this project as a Christian with a deep faith, and the more I work on it, the deeper I fall. So it's been such a blessing. And we had so many, you know, extraordinary events happen while we were in Morocco, where we really felt that, you know, that there was a that it was, you know, spirit was with us. And really, it's been the most encouraging time. And Mark and I have been joking on and off, that while we strove to bring miracles to life on the screen, that the biggest miracle was that we're still speaking to each other. And it's been really great. You can imagine, you know, there were a few hairy moments in there because we didn't always agree on everything. And indeed, it was one of the challenges of the project was to find those places across the board where everybody could agree. But one of the most exciting things, guys, in the States was that we were able to bring together all denominations, you know, that it really, there was a kind of a unifying thing. It was like, surely we can agree on this, you know. It's a great big feast, and everyone was invited to the table.
Oh,
it's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Roma, and I can't imagine a firm or harsh word coming out of your mouth ever. Yes, I'm sorry, Touch My Angel's done that to you. I'm sure you're a real person.
But well, you know, it's believe me, I'm not an angel. I just played one on TV.
But do you ever kind of stand behind a light strategically, you know, just to kind of get that glow and like,
listen,
God loves you.
And then in the series, you know, I also didn't act just as producer, but I stepped into the role of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So my own kids, my daughter in particular, goes, what chance do I have? My mother played the mother of Jesus and an angel. and she's 17, so you can only imagine.
Yeah.
Roma, again, wonderful work on this. We cannot wait for it to hit our screens tonight. And look, all the best with the next project as well.
Thank you so much, you guys. We appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.